It's been too long since you've been gone. Feels good when I'm with you. I miss you. Come back home. I need a smile and see you in a while. There's something now. Who is that? Don't know. But hey, y'all. As you may have guessed from my opening number, it's been a minute since I done came on here and recorded things. Now I am in a homegirl mobile. Y'all know that's when I do my thing, is in the car on the way to get some coffee. Oh shit, I might have to move this microphone. Hold on. Okay, because I got a microphone. I'm gonna put it in my wig at the top. Like, you remember them Tyler Perry plays when the wig used to, the mic used to just be hanging out the forehead of the wig. Good times. So yeah, it's been a minute because I only be getting on here when I feel moved to talk about something. Because here at Homegirl Harmonies, we don't have no segments. Well, not no more. We got no segments. We got no categories. It's just whatever I feel like talking about when I get on here. That's what the show has evolved to. And again, we keep talking about figuring out how to change it back. But until that happens, this is what it is. Every once in a while situation. So shout out to the however many people that see it pop up in the Apple Podcast and be like, ooh, let me get a list. Let me take a listen. I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all. But what I did want, and I said, I've been tweeting about it and stuff, and watching the different content creators, dive into the topic. And I just, one, it was okay. Where we gonna start? Just hilarious. That's where we start. That's where we starting. And she may not, that this situation may not even be a part of all of y'all bubbles. So I'm gonna give you a summary of what happened. Some content creator, a trans woman, made a video. Now, to this day, I haven't seen the whole entire video. I've just seen the clip in question. And sorry about the blinker, y'all. I got to follow the law. But the content creator, the clip picks up with her saying, cis women are not the gatekeepers of periods. You are not the gatekeepers of womanhood. It does not belong to you. You experience it, but it does not belong to you, and you basically cannot gatekeep it. And so Jess Hilarious's response was, you could never beat us, honey. We are the gatekeepers of periods. We the only ones that fucking bleed. Like, just, it was just so much just vitriol for this comment. You will never be us. You can never be us. You just us. We're real women, honey. We have periods and we have kids. We make you people. Like, this is just, I don't know what the fuck. And it took me a couple days to kind of register why in the fuck, Jess Hilarious, are you this goddamn angry about this girl saying this? Because again, if you look at it, I'm assuming the way Jess Hilarious looked at it, just on its face, on the surface, what it sounds like is that this trans woman is telling you, a person that was born female, a woman, that you cannot control, you do not get a say so, you cannot say shit about womanhood. It is not yours. That's what Jess Hilarious heard. However, that's not what that lady said. That's that. And again, I 100% understand people taking it like that, just hearing it because it was an immediate trigger. And we're going to talk about why it was an immediate trigger. But the context and the what that woman being a trans woman was probably referring to is the fact that outside of trans women and women, There are trans men who have periods and have their own experience in womanhood, even though they're masculine, they're trans, they, have shifted their identity and their lifestyle. They have an experience that can't be gatekept by women who decided to stay women or whatever the case. Then you have that section that, although it's probably a minority within black women, that kind of shit has an effect on all of us, and that's intersex people. Yes, intersex people. People like the athlete Caster Semenya. Now, I have a previous episode where I talk a little bit more about her experience, but that's a woman. Born a woman, got a coochie. But she has testosterone levels that are considered irregular. So when she was competing, and this is why I wanted y'all to shut the fuck up when we're talking about trans athletes, because very quickly that shit trickles down to us black women who have too much testosterone or hormone imbalances or different kind of disorders. I think they literally made, she had to undergo some kind of procedure or some shit to try to regulate the shit to where it made sense to them, to their fucking whitewash standards and expectations of what a woman is supposed to be. She didn't, she can't help that. What, that ain't got shit to do with nothing. Her hormones, her every, that's what makes her whatever the fuck that they determined was irregular for a woman. And that's a woman. That ain't no man. She didn't get no surgery. She didn't get nothing removed. She just is the way she is. Her titties little. Like, she just, it's a different type of woman. And as black women, we see, we know, we related to, we are different kind of women. Some of us be bigger, be wider, be fucking stronger, louder, deeper voices and shit. This shit be just us naturally sometimes. So when you get on there, Jess Hilarious, who has been confused for a trans woman before, who I'm pretty sure because she black and bald headed been called a nigga before, been told she looked like a nigga before. Deep ass voice. Somebody done said some transphobic shit to you before, natural born woman. And that's why you so fucking angry when you saw that video of that trans woman that, again, could look like any one of us. And that's why you mad. That's not their fucking fault. It just is what it is. So this you getting hyper triggered and hypersensitive about some shit they can't control. Even if that motherfucker was never trans, we probably would still fucking look alike a little bit. Some of us. It just is what it is. And this is why them fucking beauty standards and shit, white beauty stand, the womanhood you fighting for, Jess Hilarious, wasn't, we were never entitled to. They never let black women be feminine and be soft and be demure and be a damsel in distress and shit. We fucking always gotta be protecting people and fucking getting abused and like that motherfucker that lady that her baby had to shoot that man because he hitting her all in the face. He wouldn't have never did that shit to no white woman or no light-skinned woman for that matter. Proximity to whiteness. All that shit, yes, we haven't, again, Jess, you mad because you too experienced transphobia. And in this situation, we very limited situations can black women punch down on somebody. And this is one of them. This is one of them, and you took full fucking advantage and did it just because you could, because you could, because you upset. You upset that you can't even, these motherfuckers, this is what you think. And I get it. I feel you, but it's stupid. It's misdirected because it's not their fault. But you feel like a motherfucker that it wasn't even born a woman. It don't take no time for them niggas to assimilate and be confused and mixed up in our conversations and in our aesthetic and in our social circles and in our whatever the fuck the case may be. You feel threatened. You feel threatened because you barely can take up space as it is, as a woman. And then here come another motherfucker talking about woman. But that's not their fault. It's not their fault. We live in a fucked up society that tells people that they can't be who the fuck they are, that tells black women that you're not fucking actually a woman. We don't get treated with the same fucking softness as our other fucking racially ambiguous counterparts. This is a day to day. So you feel like the space is getting even smaller when you add trans women to the equation. But it don't. You got to get outside of that fucking box. Them existing ain't doing shit to you. Not for real. Not actually. You just mad. You upset. You're upset. We always under attack as women. Absolutely. But them motherfuckers always under attack too. And why the fuck on earth would they choose to be, especially the black ones, the black trans, why the fuck would they choose to be a fucking black woman? We get nothing. It's not fucking peaches and cream over here. They'd be better off if they could, if it wasn't a choice, if it was just some shit they wanted to play around, they'd be better off staying a black man. They don't get no extra privileges or perks for being over here. They get dogged out just like the rest of us. And that's why you mad. You don't even want to share your dog out. Because we just so fucking just starved for fucking compassion in society. We the fucking considered and treated as the bottom of the barrel. And then here comes some other bitches that's the top of the bottom of the barrel, in your opinion. And it's just, girl, the bottom is the bottom. We down here fighting at the motherfucking bottom. Fuck that shit. Stop being so goddamn evil and hateful, bitch. If this is the experience that you have as a black woman, why the fuck do you want to make it worse for another one? Why the fuck you sit on that social media just hilarious with your fucking no edges having ass? Why the fuck would you get on there and project that evil, nasty ass hate? Them is black people, bitch. Black women, men, trans, other, whatever the fuck you want to call it is black. And you dogging it out just because you can. Just because there's no fucking body else for you to do it to. Because you already feel like you at the fucking bottom. Stop doing bottom feeder shit, bitch. You out here more visible than you've been in I don't know how long. Because the last time you said some stupid shit about the fucking Middle Eastern nigga on the plane. And after that, you call somebody a faggot. Like, bitch, find some fucking peace. You can't steal it from another bitch. You can't take fucking siphon the happiness from a trans bitch and give it to yourself. Bitch, you're still miserable. Leave them the fuck alone. Figure out what the fuck. Figure it out. Because again, you have stated that you experienced transphobia. Motherfucker reaching out to you because they thought you was trans. Why the fuck you want to project the shit? Why you want somebody else to feel like that? I'm more insulted. He thought I was a man. You fucking sound like one. And that's okay. Because we're fucking people. We're not a fucking monolith. We're not the same shit. So next time you get out there and you're talking about real women and periods and gatekeeping and this bitch and that, this, that, remember your black women like Castor Semenya. Like you're probably fucking big back aunties. That were born women, have children, and still have fucking beards. Lay off the shit, Jess. Fucking miserable ass shit. And yes, although I wear your ass out, it's in love because once again, we all black women. I know why you mad. I know why you feel the way you feel. And like I said, I get it. But no, because we're not about to be just at the bottom fucking scratching for bottom shit. Leave them alone. Leave them the fuck alone. And on the flip side, the trans women that I got another episode of cussing out Flame Monroe motherfucking ass because that somebody said it. That's the Candace Owens of trans women because that motherfucker, I don't even, because again, it's not probably not my place, but fuck it, I'm going to say it. Flame Monroe You out here, you're perpetrating. You really are. You're fucking, you're the one, you're the reason. One of the reasons. You are an example of the reason why trans women get dogged out the way they get dogged out, why their existence be questioned, why people act like the shit is illogical and it's a fucking mental health disorder and all this other stuff. 'Cause your motherfucking ass get on there and be being a fucking pick me for black men. Yeah, I know we ain't women, and I know this, and I know I'm a man with titties, and I'm a daddy, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. That's you, bitch. Stop speaking. Stop speaking, because you're not doing no service to none of them, not even yourself, because they still talking shit about your weird ass. While you out here throwing your trans sisters under the bus to be all agreeable with black men that can't fucking stand none of y'all asses. They using you to fucking reinforce their bigotry to your community, and you out here fucking agreeing with it. Shut up. Your experience, that shit that you be do, I'm still a man, but I got titties, and I'm a this, and I'm that, and I'm not a woman, but I am a woman. That shit, that's yours. You don't speak for nobody else, no other trans woman, because you're making it fucking difficult for them to make their point when you out here on that bullshit. And again, it's probably because she old, as fuck, been around for a while, has probably experienced the worst of it. And that's why she's so fucking jaded. But Flame Monroe, much like Candace Owens, y'all shut the fuck up. Y'all don't represent nobody. The ones that just be hyper, because again, hey, when Jess Hilarious got out there saying that shit, she said it because she was super triggered. She triggered because it's hard out here being a black woman. Super triggered. But bitch, them returning the shots. I don't, the niggas on the internet, stop acting like that shit not normal. Because again, I done called Jess all kind of bald head bitches on this shit right here. That don't mean I hate black women. I am one. I love black women, but I will cuss them the fuck out. I don't care. And talk shit if it's necessary, just to make the point. So if them bitches is telling you you got a big old man forehead because you decided to throw hate at them, that's they trying to make the point, sis. Shut the fuck up, because you get confused for us every day. You gatekeep your own womanhood, your own experience. You define your own version of that, and you leave everybody else the fuck alone. And they will likely return the favor. They will leave you the fuck alone if you leave them the fuck alone. So yeah, let's not be all disingenuous about the discourse. Sometimes you got to speak plain. You got to let it be. It's not a word you're not gonna tell me I can't say, because I know where it's coming from. So listen. But yeah, that's all I got about that. Also, They Clone Tyrone was a good ass movie. Very well done. I ain't seen a movie in a while that I just want to turn it on and have it running in the background while I'm washing the dishes. Like, literally, the cinematography is beautiful. And I know that's niggas' new buzzwords when they watching film, but bitch, this was well done. Like, this was well done, because it was just so, it was very much a movie. Everything about film lately has been like, let's just literally recreate some shit that already exists. Let's do true crime. Let's do based on a true story. Let's redo some shit, a reboot. And it just don't be no creativity. It don't be no nothing. But this movie, you don't know what fucking time period you in. You gotta suspend reality. Motherfuckers got on Scooby-Doo costumes. Like, I don't know. Like, the colors, the backdrops, the neon lights. I don't know what it is about the South, but when you put a fucking neon pink in the South, it hit. I don't P Valley, like that shit, I don't know. But that shit goes. And then just everything. They Clone Tyrone is a good fucking movie. Jamie Foxx carried every scene. He just was so thorough with it. Like, he just did wouldn't stop acting. Like, Jamie, shut the fuck up. But he was just back there breathing, doing facial expressions, like just acting completely the whole thing. It was real. Like, I felt like I was in the Glen. And again, when I first saw I was interested in the cover art, because what the fuck is this? But then when I started seeing like pictures of the little 70s costumes and shit, and the fucking Jamie Foxx little lace front thing, I was like, what the fuck is this about to be corny? But no, that shit was well done. Again, sci-fi and all of that makes you suspend reality. So the shit that ain't even tied up or don't make sense, it don't matter because it's good. I would actually like to see this shit. I would like to see this shit as a series that just comes on forever. Like I don't know. You could switch up the cast and the characters and shit, but I would like to be fighting this conspiracy for the rest of forever. So whoever's in charge of they clone Tyrone, I want they clone Tyrone the series. You can make it an anime. I don't give a fuck. I need some more. All right. Bye.